Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get back to the calls, just want to read you a couple of things via the Post and via some heavy politicians. Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., of course, quote, "Today's vote marks a pivotal moment in our efforts to unlock the potential of the RFK campus. We look forward to a full vote on the Senate floor so we can get it signed into law before year's end." However, again, I mentioned Maryland opposition and Wes Moore has said, quote, "This proposal is not in the best interest of the American taxpayer," end quote. And Ben Cardin of Maryland, a Democrat, said to the Post, quote, "Congress should not weigh in as to creating a favorite for the next Commander Stadium." Chris Van Hollen, also a Democrat, Maryland, said, "The state's priority is," quote, "to prevent actions that unfairly tilt the scales in favor of one location over another at the expense of federal taxpayers." So, Doc, that's a lot of gobbledygook. We're not politicians. We're not, you know, going to break down politicians' quotes per se. But I bring that because I mentioned there would be Maryland opposition. It's been known. It's happening again. There's new quotes, fresh quotes, what have you. There is going to be opposition. And what they seem to be mad about is not just that everybody wants the stadium at RFK, but that there is an unfair public advantage, not only the D.C. government and Muriel Bowser, but the federal government. The federal government siding with the D.C. government to basically essentially screw the Maryland government. Mm. And that's part of the problem here, too. And that's why I think if you're being reasonable, okay, if you're being reasonable and if you're using common sense, you should never, ever, 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 ever think this thing is done. Again, until a shovel is in the dirt, and even then, I don't know if it will be done. Back to the calls we go. And I, obviously, we took a little bit of a twist with Mark and Springfield's call. Listen, if I annoyed you, offended you, what have you, because you feel a different way than me, fine. You have a right to be annoyed, offended, bothered, what have you. I don't think I said anything unreasonable that this team should not be in the business of inviting any connection to the Native American community, its past, its heritage, its tradition, what have you, in any sort of way. Because it is simply not worth it. It is simply the wrong way to go about things. They should do everything they can to distance themselves from potentially or in reality offending anyone. And again, like, dislike is different than offensive or offended and not offended. There's a difference. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's try Uncle Mike again in Fredericksburg. What's up, Uncle Mike? How are you?
Fine. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing good. What's going on?
I pulled off the road and got in the dead zone earlier. You know, I was introduced to you as Uncle Mike this summer at a graduation party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you?
Yeah. And I walked away. PJ.
Yeah, PJ, right, Uncle. Okay, sure, absolutely. I remember you, yes.
I walked away and came back and said, "How do I know you?" because of your voice.
That's right. I remember that.
The guy talking earlier, you know, don't let your moms hurt you, my dad used to say. You know, you're right. You got to stay away from that. But getting back to the stadium, you know, the Seattle Seahawks stadium was mimicked after RFK because he put hydraulics in there so it would bounce like RFK did. Mm-hmm. And during the Seahawks big games, it sets off seismic waves. It mimics an earthquake. And I think there's so many ways to get into it. You got three major thoroughfares and plus a big metro. I mean, it makes sense to put there. And, of course, Maryland doesn't want it there, and Virginia can't get it done. So I just hope it goes back there and just part of the pride. Part of the pride.
I mean, like here's the thing. I'm all for if they can find a way financially, within the political landscape, what have you, and there is a lot to do here and a lot to be still dealt with. I'm all for going back to RFK if that makes people feel good, if that makes people feel a connection to the past, and if also that helps the D.C. government, which I think it would, in terms of tourism and taxes and Amen. All that stuff. Stuff that normally, again, would not be coming into the city, and that's what, you know, opposition doesn't factor in. That revenue...
Very little coming into the city now, though. You got to have something. You could go see the Wizards game. You could go right. see the Caps game.
Well, but what I'm saying is you would get a lot more if you build a new football stadium, and more importantly than a football stadium, a multi-use, multi-purpose entertainment and sports complex. You would be bringing in revenue that simply does not exist today. That does not exist. In addition to what you're talking about, Wizards, Caps, so on and so forth, right? So, again, I'm all for it. I hope it ultimately winds up at RFK. I think it'll still wind up in Landover just because it's easier and there's less opposition and whatnot. But the bottom line is, I think building stadiums are good for local economies. I know there are a bunch of knucklehead economists that sit there and say there's no evidence of that. Please, I have no time for that. No time for that. Because you are bringing in revenue that simply does not exist. Yes, you have to spend revenue or money to bring in that revenue. That's the way the world works, Uncle Mike. That's the way it works.
You got to spend money to make money.
Yes.
You got to spend money to make money. Is Doc there?
Yes, sir. Doc's here.
Hey, Doc, let these guys and the commanders know. Back in the heyday, I was 18 years old. I used to run into you and Didier and Warren and Bostick and all you guys all around Fairfax. They need to know what kind of life they could have if they bring a championship to D.C. And these guys' life would be put on pedestals just like I have you on a pedestal. And the only one I met out of all you guys that wasn't nice was Seisman. He was a jerk. But every other kid I ever ran into,
Joe was probably just in a hurry. Yep. Because he's really not a jerk. He's just in a hurry.
Joe's a good guy. I mean,
yeah, he's not. Maybe, no, if he was, I tell you, he was.
Maybe he was a little bit different back then.
No, but he's probably in a hurry.
Yeah.
But Joe loves people too much to be a jerk.
But I ran into you, did you? I mean, I used to run against PJ Skidoo's and other places in Fairfax.
Love Skidoo's.
And I was like, damn. And you guys were cool.
Yeah.
You were all cool, and everyone, as soon as he saw you, wanted to buy you a beer.
There you go. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
you, man. We got to move along. Good to hear from you. That's, you know who's Uncle Mike that is? Our guy, PJ Elliott. Remember PJ?
Really?
Yeah. That's how I met him at PJ's son's high school graduation party and so on and so forth.
Good people, man. High school.
Yeah. And PJ is one of the greatest dudes alive. You worked with PJ for a little bit, right? Or no, that was before you came over here? I can't remember.
I don't remember PJ from here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he worked here for a long time. But maybe that was before, you know, everything happened with both stations and whatnot. I can't remember. Let's get to Cleveland in Laurel. Interesting. What's up, Cleveland? How are you? Cleveland? All right, I don't know what's going on there. Let's get to our guy, Double A, MCO, Athan in Annapolis. Double A, how are you?
I'm great. And RFK Stadium is hallowed ground.
just saying the name raises the hair on the back of my neck. It gives me goosebumps and just memories. And you seeing the video of Doc go back there a few years ago, and it was, you know, in shambles, and it's worse now. Yep. It's emotional because, Chris, you've talked before about Shea Stadium, the old Shea Stadium, and what it meant to you. Yep. And you were at the last game there, I think, and everything it meant. I mean, it's emotional because it takes you to a time in your life where you have these cherished memories. And then, like I've said before, I can't even imagine how hard it is for Doc and B. Mitch, who played for this team and won champions for this team, how bad it's been for the last 25 years, and now finally to be relevant again. But to see that sideshow, you know, Ringling Brothers Circus we had in here running this team, you know, before. But, it's hallowed ground. They need to find a way to make it happen. Of course, Wes Moore and his entourage are going to say the exact opposite, because he's going to take Maryland taxpayer money and give it to the owners and bribe them. Well, not bribe them, but I mean, give them the most money possible to keep it in Maryland. It's a bunch of, you know, stuff way above, you know, our pay grades and whatever the case may be. But RFK, the last thing I'll say, I wish they would have done the right thing and invited the fans to come back over like the course of a week, to come back inside the stadium before they took the seats out and everything, and just to kind of just come back and do one last hurrah for the fans. Of course, they didn't have the common sense to do it. They could have even made money off of it. But RFK, hallowed ground, amazing place. I hope they figure out a way to get it done.
Thank you, RFK. Thank you. Thank you, Double A. I think that's an interesting idea. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. I know how much it meant to you. Doc, I mean, you did get that opportunity, right? And I'm sure that did mean something to you.
It was great, but going in there, seeing it, it was nothing takes away the memories of it. But then to see it hurting, it's like the house you grew up in, going when you go back to your neighborhood.
Sure.
You drive back to your old neighborhood. I don't care where you're from, whoever, everybody's done it.
It means something to
you. It looks at it, and you see the spots you were at.
But here's the other reason why I don't think that sort of idea by AA would have been feasible. From a public safety and
somebody
liability
falls,
issue.
Right, exactly. There's no way you can afford to do that.
I mean, you guys actually were on the playing surface or on the
carpet.
The ground surface.
And
right?
I'll never forget. I mean, I'll tell you what. I know the administration went through some ups and downs, but they did a great job in allowing that to happen that day for us to be there, be in those locker rooms, and to see those moments. And I remember, you know, doing a little video and putting it out there and just getting – just so many hits and so many people related to it. And you just think of all the memories and moments. And that's why I love doing post game. We do Burgundy and Gold post game and the stories of the people now that are driving from there telling me about their going to games with their dads.
Did you get as many hits on that video as Linnell gets on his DC News Now videos?
Linnell has never had over 100,000 hits at anything.
Gotcha.
And so, but these people and the generations, what I love about postgame now is the guys now telling stories about their parents that took them. Now they're taking their kids. And that's what the links are. All these links are about.
Sure.
And these people now are warriors. They've seen nothing. As much as we kid, Lowell, he's seen nothing good. Nothing.
Yeah, there's like a missing generation of success.
Exactly.
Not just a missing generation.
Other than 212.
A missing generation of success. So,
and that's why now, and that's why I love Tana. And all, you listen to all of our stations, and everybody has the same three great memories. Mm-hmm. They're all the same. It's Robert and Santana.
Yeah.
That's all they have. And the more I listen to it, I go, wow, I feel guilty. Based on what we had, it's like a smorgasbord of things. And I go, and I remember mine, it's just seeing Walt Garrison being tackled, Brig, Charlie. I start thinking, wow. Then I remember Riggo's run at Cowboy Stadium, you know, the Cowboys, but then Thrill Hill beating Leaping Lamar, and of course they lost that game. And that's what Dallas Week brings back, a whole bunch of these memories, and it's cool. Hey, some people have nothing. At least we have something. We're on the board, And that's why I'm not talking trash until Sunday during the postgame show.
Yeah, I've already talked more trash than I would like to this week. Because I'm scared to death.
You damn sure better be based on our last performances.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, well, Jaden this, Jaden that. We need to see something. Take away the Hail Mary. You'd be talking about a losing streak of 3+. Mm. So I'm not kidding about this week. We need a win. And I don't give a damn who it is. It just happens to be Dallas. We need a win. I need to see it on the field.
You want to hear from Pauly?
I'm dying to hear from Paul because I want to hear him rip you up and
down. Last time you guys had a conversation, it was a positive conversation.
This is not
going to
be positive.
This is not going to be positive. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm guessing. I'm not sure, but it's labeled as heard the shots fired stadium talk. Let's get to Paulie. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hail to the W, man.
Hail to the W.
Hey, Lenelda had 100,000 hits of apple pie. hey, Russell. Russell, you must be delusional, man.
Yeah,
My show's going at 2:30 in the morning again, right? Hey, Doc, when is he going to realize that my show comes on at 1 o'clock Monday through Friday on the team 980? He ain't woke up to that yet, has he yet?
No.
Stop it right now. Stop it.
Listen, man, it's Dallas week, baby. It's Dallas week, baby. You said it, Doc. We need a win. And the fact that it is Dallas should be even that much more sweeter. I'm telling you, man. I'm hyped. I don't know. But listen, man, I'm tired of being laughed at in this division. All right, we just took care of the Giants. All right, we'll get the Eagles again. But let's go out here and put the beat down on these boys on Sunday, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Like, let's go, man. I'm ready. You 7-4 still got a lot to play for. You know what I mean? Russell, you're crazy. Nobody cares about if they build a stadium and they can bring a boxing match. All we care about is having a stadium back in D.C. for the championship fans. And we know who the championship fans is. You know, the Joe Gibbs era. You know what I mean? The George Allen era. We the championship fans. It's nostalgia for
us. What did you say that nobody cares about? I missed that.
Nobody cares about if they're going to bring a boxing match, build a stadium, that they're going to bring a boxing match and conference to.
Right.
We don't care about
right.
that.
Yeah, again, you're not the one that makes that decision.
That's not hyping it up or whatever. Okay, whatever. I'm speaking in the football term. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Football.
Well, football. But that's not all that building a new stadium is about.
Listen, no, because you hate talking about the name, but you're always bringing it up. Because they're not gonna bring that team back to D.C. if they can bring them back there and come with an old brand. You're gonna have new uniforms. You're gonna have maybe a new name. And don't be surprised if somehow the old logo is incorporated back in there some way somehow too. Even if it's just a little small patch. On the jersey.
I hope just for you, they're called the Washington Armada. Just for you.
I already told you. My name would have been the D.C. Jangos. I mean, Django was once a slave. He became a free man and fought against the BS.
All right, are you done?
Thank you. I love you, man. Hail to the W.
Oh, my man. That's so refreshing. He was light on you today. I thought he was going to come with double barrels. He let you off lightly.
Doc, I've done nothing wrong.
Rooster, You almost performed a wake on Ovechkin for about 20 minutes.
A wake?
Didn't he? Essek.
You gave us about 20 minutes. 20
minutes.
Scenario.
You know what?
The guy might have a scratch, and you almost buried him. The team is playing its best hockey, and I'm going, I know he was just messing with me. Okay. But he knows I love puck. And Kokin converted me. Kokin scared the hell out of me back in the 80s thinking we were going to lose hockey. And he's convinced me that we could have lost it.
Yeah.
And saved the Caps.
Yeah.
And not even having National League Baseball here, I was already freaked out. See, you're from New York, so you've had abundance of everything. When you come from L.A. and you come to a place that doesn't have National League Baseball,
mm-hmm.
And then you might lose hockey. I mean, I have to go to Memorial Stadium to see baseball, period. Yeah. I was cool with it.
See, this is why, though, you got to fight for everything. You can't just take things on the surface, right?
No, I get it. But a lot of
That's
people.
Why you got to battle.
You have to fight to keep it all. And yeah. I'm with you on that.
You have to stand up for what you believe in.
Amen. I'm all in.
Yeah. All right. That's the DOC. We got to take a timeout. Speaking of Alex Ovechkin, the chase is still on despite a temporary bump in the road. You'll hear it next.
5 seconds left in the penalty. Capitals dump in. Four goals in their last six chances, but about to be 0-1 here. Here's Ovechkin. He scores! As the power play expired, Alex Ovechkin does it again! 8:55 to go here in the first period. It's his 14th of the year. It's 3-1 Washington!
Ingram at the ready. He's got a bit of an issue to deal with here for 17 seconds of 5-on-3 with Ovechkin on the ice. And Carlson feeds it to him and he scores! He did it again! Alex Ovechkin is second in the game! He scores on the power play! There is nothing Alex Ovechkin can't do right now! It's 4-1 Washington!
Ah, the great John Walton on the call last night. 106.7 The Fan, the Odyssey app, Caps Radio Network. It is presented and scored by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. That's mstreetbank.com for more information. We told you that would be the only good news, at least the way I see it. On Alex Ovechkin today, he is, of course, listed as week-to-week, as we opened the show with, by the Capitals. 15 goals in 18 games entering tonight. He is now 27 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record of 894. 39 years old, again, goals number 14 and 15 last night as part of a win against Utah. But the big news, the collision with Jack McBain. Down on the ice surface, carried off or helped off or assisted off. The Capitals are indeed, Bailey Johnson of the Post did confirm this, traveling back today, as I thought I had heard. And so that's why the team issued the statement that he was going to be further evaluated by team doctors on Wednesday in Washington, D.C. But, Doc, I would just say this. All kidding aside, and I know you guys are just, you know, spoofing on me a little bit. I mean, if this injury did not happen, and I'll just leave it as what it is, he's so hot right now and so good right now that he might have had this record by Valentine's Day. Which, if you would have said... Like, he's 27 away. 27 away. It's November 19th. Say this truly is a minor injury, a weak thing. Fast forward to, I don't know, November 25th or whatever. That's 2.5 months to score 27 goals. Certainly very, very difficult to do. But at the pace he's on... He's got 5 goals in the last 5 periods, back-to-back nights in Utah and Vegas.
Helps him being on a good team.
Yes.
See, when you're on a good team, it's the progression of the team.
Sure.
So everybody just can't focus on him and his respect and the lines. And I just think I'm a little surprised by, as opposed to last year's start. So I'm going to say... how big a factor conditioning was in on Alex.
Yep. I think he talked about
like
how he... Yeah, I think he talked about what he
because
did this offseason.
I mean, he knew he's always targeted, yeah. Ovechkin. But then again, not having his road dogs with him, and maybe we've taken a little bit of that for granted. When you know that your soldiers are no longer there, you know you got to be locked in.
Yeah, you're talking about Backstrom and Ostry.
They've been with him forever. Yeah, they've been forever. So he came in thinking maybe I have to go solo, and the supporting cast shocked him. So good team, and I don't think it's – I almost think you're just effing with me. I don't think he's going to be out that long. The season is forever, and he didn't have to do it this year. So it's kind of like, man, I'm just glad we have a good team. So, and hockey's so hard to be good at. And to be honest with you, man, that's almost like last year just ended. And the cup, it was so great. It was so much going on. I'm like, I can take it in smaller doses. I'm good.
All right, Alex Ovechkin, again, we don't know beyond what the team has released and that he'll be further evaluated tomorrow. You hope that it is not anything bad beyond just, again, initially what week-to-week means, and however you interpret that, some people might interpret that as bad, some people might interpret that as not bad. We'll see. Hopefully we will get some sort of clarity late tomorrow afternoon, evening, what have you, Thursday morning. I just don't know what else we can add in lieu of that other than, my goodness, am I going to miss, if he can't play for a while, am I going to miss doing that feature? And am I going to miss, you know, all the John Walton and Joe Beninati calls for him scoring goals?
And if you're really serious right now and not doing a bit.
I'm not.
Well, then I can't even think that way.
If.
Essek, stop it. Tell him to stop it.
3:32 on the Team 980. Luckily for you,
we're
Doc,
have Polly
I am,
call
going,
back.
I stop am going to stop
right now.
It.
Stop it.
Thank you. We're going to have Polly call back.
In a half an hour. Less than a half an hour, because you know what's going to happen at 4 o'clock. All right, we've got to do a trending alert right here, right now. Then clean up on aisle three. And yes, what Dan Quinn said about Jaden Daniels yesterday, that is still perplexing to many. We will cover that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, indeed, the Capitals on their way back now to Washington, D.C. after sweeping a three-game road trip. But Alex Ovechkin, after the five goals in the last two nights, as you just heard, injured in a collision last night early in the third period in Utah, week to week with the leg injury. Don't know the exact nature of it. Again, more evaluation, the team says, coming tomorrow. Caps are off until Thursday when they host Colorado, a team that they beat on Friday night to start that road trip. Meanwhile, from the NFL, another story that we've mentioned a couple of times today, Joe Douglas out as general manager of the New York Jets, and Phil Savage is in as the interim GM. He was the former GM of the Cleveland Browns from 2005, rather, through 2008. So again, he's the interim general manager now. Of course, they had earlier fired Robert Saleh this year, but the Jets have gone 1-5 since firing Saleh and a combined 3-8 under Douglas's leadership this year. Meanwhile, Kevin Stefanski of the Cleveland Browns says he's not worried about coaching for his job, as the Cleveland Browns are 2-8, and they got the floor wiped up with them in New Orleans as a 1-point favorite on Sunday. That was a good line by the odds makers that said it. Very, very accurate. Very, very close. Meanwhile, here on the Team 980 tonight, no Caps, no Wizards. The Wizards have lost 9 in a row. We have Maryland basketball against Canisius, 6:30 following Linnell Willingham on the Odyssey app and the Team 980. Who? And that's what and that's what's trending. All right, down the stretch we come. Final 20 minutes or so of the radio program. The DOC in the house. Doc will be in solo. Well, not solo. With Matty Ice tomorrow and all the callers, all the canines from 1 to 4 tomorrow. I'm out.
It's gonna be crazy.
I've got to go get my mouth something. They're going to do a dental onlay or something like that. I think it's called at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
It's not painful,
which
so
sucks.
It's cool.
And then I've got another medical appointment, so I'm going to take the day off and not deal with Wednesday traffic while the DOC takes care of business, as he always does.
You mean we're not going to get another numb mouth show like we did last year?
Well, they said, oh, it'll wear off, you know. And I was like, yeah. Well, that's what you told me last time.
Problems right now.
Well, it was San Francisco. I couldn't say like San Francisco. I was like,
San Francisco. It was San Francisco.
California.
Oh, yeah. Novocaine mouth, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I also am a wimp and I say, hey, man, put extra of that stuff on so that as you're carving up my mouth.
You don't want to feel
it. Yeah, I don't want to feel it.
That's one of the. Well, and there's no pain. It's not
no gain.
Bad, but oral pain. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't sign up.
I mean,
for that one.
I'm not a big fan of any pain.
I don't want any pain.
Yeah, exactly.
No, absolute sissy.
Exactly.
When it comes to pain.
Let's do this. We keep promising you that you're going to hear from Dan Quinn, right? So let's start what we normally start at this time of the day to wrap up the show, and you will hear from the head coach of the Commanders in just a moment. Stay tuned. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Yes, indeed. Clean up on aisle three. Before we get anywhere else, Dan Quinn took to, well, not the podium yesterday. It was basically one of those Zoom call thingies. The media had chose to not speak to him on Friday in lieu of speaking to him on Monday to kind of break up the gap, because he'll speak again tomorrow, will Dan Quinn, as we officially kick off Cowboys week here. But yesterday he spoke, Doc, and I don't even believe they answered or asked a question. I believe what you're about to hear happened in Dan Quinn's opening comments, in his opening statement. He's generally very good about kind of setting the tone, but here's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn on Jaden Daniels.
Honestly, Jaden is not injured right now, but we did lose valuable practice time, John, with him and his teammates when he was injured. And that's hard on all the guys. It's a really, really important part of what we do. And we don't have banked reps in year, so we're very much looking forward to getting back onto a full week and regular practice sessions with the guys. So over the last few weeks, we've had to, you know, put that together in small bits. So that's what I think into that space. And as we're heading into this week, we're looking forward to getting a full week of our practice and, you know, work the things that we need to.
My bad. It was in response to a John Keim question, hence the reference to John that you just heard there. So, Doc, when you hear that, when he said, again, Jaden Daniels is not injured. Everyone thinks he's injured. They keep saying he's not injured, not listing him on the injury report. I know you don't generally care about that stuff, but that is important to a lot of people, like gamblers, and I don't know. It's against the NFL rules to be not transparent about that stuff. Do you believe Dan Quinn when he says Jaden Daniels is not injured?
Yeah, if he says he's not injured, then he's not injured. Now,
so then why are so many people convinced that he's injured?
Well, they're reacting to the game Thursday night or a week or so ago where he shows signs of being injured or not what he once was. All of it's irrelevant because we saw the game. And we saw the results of his actions. So that's why you say, why I don't react to things like that, because it's all irrelevant. Well, what does it matter what he says today?
It matters because so many people are convinced, fans, media, what have you, nationally, locally, that the reason why Jaden is struggling is because he's hurt. And they're saying just the opposite. Yeah, like, of course we're putting a heating pad on him or what have you. The way I've talked myself into that is, as the game goes along, he might get a little bit more bumped up, a little bit more bothered, a little sore, a little whatever. Heat, compression, often helps with some of that, keeping it's you true. Loose, what it's have true. You. I chalk this up to Jaden Daniels went against two ferocious defenses. And his offensive line is beat up as well. And when you do it in the span of 5 days after 17 consecutive weeks of football, I think to me this is the law of averages. And I think this is, to me, the law of common sense. Of course he's going to struggle. And he has. One was worse than the other, but of course he's going to struggle. So I'm convinced, and I've been leaning strongly towards this, while everyone else on our two radio stations, for the most part, is convinced that he's injured, I'm convinced that he's not injured. I'm convinced that he was out of gas and that the offensive line was banged up and that they were going against two elite defenses. And that's why he struggled.
If you watched Burrow and against Justin the Chargers and Justin Herbert, you see they're 3 years older.
Yeah.
They're all in the same category. They're all elite studs. And can you imagine him 3 years from now in a game? I know we all want it to happen right now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just not going to happen.
You know there are people that are running around saying he's not a rookie? We can't call him a rookie?
But everybody, freedom of speech, man.
I know.
I mean, so.
But he's a rookie.
Yeah,
I mean, this just in.
And how many games has he played in the NFL?
Well, 11. And here's my point, just furthering. It's not just the 11 straight weeks without a bye. It's 17 straight weeks of playing football. He never had to do that at LSU. Never. And he played I think last year he played 11 games. Maybe it was 12 games, whatever it was.
Yeah. And Boomster just hit us up on X. Both of us, it says, one of those careful cases of coaches using, are you hurt or are you injured? And, again, we're in the talk radio business.
Right.
And if we weren't, and we were just sitting at a pub somewhere right now, we wouldn't even discuss it.
Is hurt or injured a matter of semantics in your eyes?
Well, to me, it's football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about results.
Mm-hmm.
He missed throws. They dropped his balls. So he didn't get the job done. The only thing magnifies it is that he was brilliant prior to the injury.
Mm-hmm.
So we know something, there's a disconnect in it. Well, of course, if you had rib cartilage damaged and you had these goons chasing you, it happens that the goons are bigger, stronger, and faster the last couple of weeks than they were prior to that.
They could have, and it could have been aggravated as games went along.
In the midst of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I wish they would have just listed him on the injury report just to be precautious.
Well, you know what? I'll say this.
And I wish they would be
try to describe it this way to our listeners. Ever hit your funny bone?
Yeah.
Same contact, but when you don't hit the funny bone, same contact. But when you hit the funny bone, different reaction. Explain that. Now, if we weren't on radio, we wouldn't even discuss this.
Mm-hmm.
But we're on radio, so we're discussing it. It's a talk radio show. Some people say, well, you have to have something to say. I say, no, you don't. We can come up with something else. Like, we didn't even discuss the NBA. There was a flagrant foul again by one of my favorite guys in the NBA. We didn't even get a chance to talk about it because you wanted to talk about an hour about Ovechkin. Ghost injury, and you had to talk about New York sports again. So I wanted to talk about my favorite player in the NBA, the Warriors.
Who is your favorite player?
Mr. Technical Foul himself.
Draymond Green?
Draymond Green.
Oh.
And once again, the NBA is letting this guy get away with murder. And we don't even get a chance to talk about it again. But I got to
you know what
Essek
I want to...
Tomorrow.
You could talk about Draymond Green for 3 hours tomorrow. I don't give a damn. I don't give a rat's ass. I ain't going to be here.
We couldn't do with Russell.
Yeah.
We're going to do tomorrow. It's going to be themed.
You know what I'm going to do? What? I'm going to go out to lunch, and I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to count how many times you talk about the stuff that you simply hate.
We're going
that
to
I talk
about you tomorrow.
For 3 hours?
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost, because you know who we're not going to talk about tomorrow. That's you know who. So we're going to replace him with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there going to be any sports talk?
We don't need to talk sports.
I mean,
we got you and him. We could just
You want to talk about Juan Soto visiting your Dodgers today?
Well, first of all, that's not going to happen.
Of course, it shouldn't happen.
No, because
could
some people.
Happen.
No, it's not going to happen. See, Juan, love Juan. If Juan has any. sentimental value to any club is here.
Mm. Of course.
I love Juan because Juan's doing this the way it should be done.
Yeah.
There's no more loyalty in sport. It's about economics.
Look out your window.
Who's the whale?
Well, look at the Doubleman twins that are coming.
Look at them.
Right at us. Yeah. I mean.
But Juan's doing this the way it really is about the economics.
I hear you.
He don't get emotional.
Yeah.
How do you leave the Bombers? You know, and I look at this and go, because to me, all those little things, Matt, and the Dodgers.
Well, because he knows the Yankees aren't the only team that wants him. That's how you could leave the Yankees.
No, but he doesn't care. It's all economics.
Yeah.
His agent, but his agent's doing his agent's job.
Well, he's got nothing but time on his hands to visit with teams and see if anybody will pony up a sweetheart deal.
Didn't like the West
Coast,
though.
More than the other.
He was with the Padres.
Yeah.
Great club, great deal.
Yeah.
They loaded with money.
Yeah.
The Giants are just like the Mets. They're loaded financially as well. Silicon Valley. Then there's Love You Blue and the Stripers. Could he play for New York, the Yankees, and the Dodgers?
I mean,
guy has no soul.
I think Juan Soto would play wherever he wanted to.
I think here is the only thing that matters. If he's got any conscience at all, it would be here.
One last thing before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day. Do you know how many fans attended the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight at AT&T Stadium in Dallas?
How many does the stadium
on Friday
hold?
Night?
How many does it hold?
Well, they could get in around 100,000 for a Cowboys game.
Well, then 200,000. 300. I mean, as many as it could hold.
72,300 people attended Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, and I apologize. I swore I wouldn't because I thought it was pay-per-view. And I said I wouldn't pay a nickel for it.
On Netflix,
but
I mean,
Netflix,
technically you have
paying.
To pay for it,
well,
but you
I'm
don't
already
have to,
paying for
right,
it.
You don't have to pay extra, I guess.
So
basically.
I could go, but where I'm embarrassed, but I'm honest with the audience, when it got wound up and it had the hiccups, I never left it.
It brought
because I'm a sucker for Mike.
Yeah, it brought in 18 million. I'm sorry. 18 million. $117,072 in total
it took
revenue.
Advantage of us.
The ninth highest combat sports gate ever in U.S. history and set the highest grossing gate at AT&T Stadium for a combat sporting event, not a Cowboys game.
We are addicts.
Here's the deal, right? Millions and millions of people watched it on Netflix. Everybody
We're
is
addicts.
Scared to death because the NFL on Christmas Day is on Netflix, and they had all sorts of buffering issues and whatnot. The bottom line is Netflix's stock is up. Everybody made a ton of money on this. It was a disaster of a fight, but I will say this.
You call that a fight?
Jake Paul, I got a little bit more respect than
that.
I did before the fight.
It was an exhibition.
An exhibition.
Okay.
He said he knew he could have knocked out Mike Tyson. If you believe him, he said he didn't deserve to get knocked out, so he basically
Don't
intentionally pulled back.
Don't buy that. Let me tell you what, I love Jake because Jake is a businessman. He's in great
shape.
He is that. Jake has not been in a ring with a human being that he knew could lay a glove
on
him.
That's fair.
And
that's
big business.
That's
He's
fair.
A smart dude.
That's fair.
He's a genius.
Fight against an MMA guy.
Now, this next guy he's talking about fighting, I bet he don't fight. Then what he does is he'll tease you with somebody that would murder him.
That's fair.
He won't fight that guy.
All right. Even though we're trying to desperately avoid turning the keys over to Linnell, we have to do so. So we will do Dumb Dumb of the Day next to wrap things up.
Oh, he's up next?
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, wrapping things up here on a Tuesday afternoon. Again, Doc will be in for me.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it.
The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, not in for me, in with you guys. Matty Ice will be here. No Windbag Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday, as Doc is calling it.
Yeah. And I may be in a privately undisclosed location.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
But you will talk about me for 3 hours.
That's the goal.
Is that the plan?
I'm gonna replace the whale
mm-hmm.
with Russell.
Yeah. A lot of WrestleMania.
A lot of WrestleMania.
All right. We wrap it up this way by trying to expose how awful and dumb of a society we live in.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
I mean, that gets proven every day now, doesn't it? But especially in San Antonio, Texas recently, where an alleged drunk driver, 37-year-old female Audrey Marie Schneider, was driving down I-35 in a Texas county near San Antonio in her white Toyota SUV. A state trooper attempted to pull her over for a traffic violation around 2 in the afternoon. She ignored the police officer, sped away, keying off a destructive, as the story says, high-speed chase. Then she continued the pursuit, driving erratically, ramming into multiple cars, and eventually drove into a shopping plaza. Doc, I have seen the video of what happened once she got into the shopping plaza. She was cornered. She was pinned. Police cars all over the place. She still managed to get out, put it in reverse, drive into another police car, drive forward into another vehicle that was just simply trying to move out of the way in the parking lot. So this woman, who had an open container of alcohol at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, led police on a county road chase on a highway in a county near San Antonio and into a very busy shopping center. Think about the busiest shopping centers around here. This basically modeled that. It was not a barren, not an empty shopping center. Middle of the day, everyone out to lunch, everyone shopping, and she is going in reverse, forward, in reverse, back, trying to three-point turn her way to get out of the pursuit of the cops
license
at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Wow. Because she was drunk, allegedly. And then people wonder why we have the society that we live in now. Mm-hmm. Then people wonder. So for that, honey, not only do you deserve not to be behind the wheels of a car, you deserve to be thrown in jail, have the keys locked away, and then thrown in the San Antonio River. The River Walk.
Congratulations. You're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Forever. Forever. She never deserves to see the light of day.
I thought you had another Dumb Dumb of the Day, but it would require you using New York. So I'll let that go.
If you want to listen to WFAN, you can on the Odyssey app. This was not WFAN. Coming up, Linnell Willingham.
Lowell.
That's what you call him. I'm going to refer to him by his proper birth name. Linnell Willingham
is next. He's a contender, like he's a boxing champion, like he's coming into the ring.
He looks like Mike Tyson before Mike Tyson put his draws on.
Mike Tyson.
Before Mike Tyson put his draws on.
He looks like Bobo Brazil.
Thanks to Matty Ice. Thanks to you guys on the phones. Linnell's up next. Have a good Tuesday.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.